إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار عباد الله لقد تطاول العهد بالناس وهم يبحثون عن بيت يؤويهم ولو كان ذلك جد صغير وإن يكن قوامه المدر غير أن قلة منهم عرفوا غاية في الأهمية غابت عن الغالبية العظمى من البشرية لذا نجد أن أكثر أهل الأرض لا يجهدون إلا في السعي وراء بيت في الأرض أما أهل الأنفس الأبية والنظرات العلية فإن الأرض لا تستهويهم بكل زخارفها إذ أنهم عرفوا أنهم إنما خلقوا منها وإليها يوما لا بد عائدون ومنها تارة أخرى مخرجون لذا فقد أخذوا يتأهبون لذلك اليوم الذي فيه على دورهم الحقة يلجؤون اسمع إلى قول الله رغبة امرأة من نساء تلك المنازل وهي تقدم ثمن ذلك البيت الذي إنما بناه بار البرايا فجعل مبناه على أرض لا كالأرض وحيطانه لبنة من ذهب ولبنة من فضة وملاطها الذي تأترف به وتتماسك إنما هو المسك الأنفر وحطباؤه اللؤلؤ والياقوت وترابه الزعفران وأما باني تلك البيوت والغرف إنما هو الباري جل في علاه الله الذي أخبرنا بعز امرأة واحدة من نساء الجنة نادت ربها وهي تحت صياط الظلم تنهش لحمها وعراوي جلود الظلمة تكسر عظمها يقول الله عز وجل في سورة التحريم ضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين نعم أيها المؤمنون ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة نعم هي امرأة إنها امرأة لكنها مباركة بورك في حسها بورك في عقلها بورك في لسانها بورك في قلبها بورك في همها وتطلعها بورك في نظراتها بورك في بعد نظرها فلم تعد تأبه
بقصور الطين والمدر الذي لطالما ألفتها وبها عاشت ولم تعد تحتفل بجوار البشر الذين لطالما حلوا لها وحيوها بأطيب التحايا. إنما همها هم علوي وجوار منشود رباني. ابنني عندك بيتا في الجنة. المطلب عظيم والمنشود نعيم والمنتهى أبدي مقيم. فماذا كان الثمن؟ إنه الصبر على البلاء والرضا عن القدر واحتمال صلول بعد رغد وذل بعد عز وجوع بعد شبع وبؤس بعد نعيم. كان بالإمكان غير أنها خشيت على نفسها أن تنسيها لذة عيش الدنيا لذة عيش الآخرة. خشيت أن تبقى في القصور صحبة أهل الكفر والفجور فتنسى في ثنايا حياة البذخ الاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. إنها الحياة التي قال الله عنها لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد لكن كبدا ليس ككبد. فأحد يكبد للدنيا في الدنيا ولا حظ له في دار القرار وحسن الجوار وأحد آخر يكابد مرارة العيش وقساوة الحياة وظلم العباد ليستعيض بذلك بيتا في الجنة. فشتان بين الاثنين وما بينهما من البول كما بين السماء والأرض. أيها المسلم لقد عرفت كيف تكتسب بيتا في الدنيا بجمع الحطام الزائل والعمل المجهد المتواصل. فهل تراك عرفت كيف تكتسب بيتا في الجنة؟ قلة هم أولئك من بين البشر من عرفوا أين هي سوق الجنة وما ثمن السلعة فيها وأنها سلع لا ترد ولا تستبدل وأنها مضمونة أبدا الدهر لا يعتريها عقب ولا تحتاج إلى صيانة لا يدخلها خطأ في البناء لا بالزيادة فتقسى ولا بالنقص فتبلى. إنها بضائع مضمونة ودور مأمونة المساحات فيها شاسعة والغرف بها واسعة والواجهات جميلة لا جوار يؤذي ولا سبائل تغني. فهل عرفنا كيف نشتري بيوت الجنة؟ هل عرفنا كيف نشتري بيوت الجنة؟ أيها المسلم أنت لست بحاجة لتعرف مواصفاتها ولا أطوالها وأبعادها وواجهاتها. إنه ليس فيها إلا ما يرضيك لا كما كنت في الدنيا تجعد فلا ترضى. إن الآخرة ليس فيها إلا ما يرضيك لأنك كنت في الدنيا ترضي ذلك. إليك مخطط وخطبة إن سلكتها امتلكت خير دون قد ملئت بالحبور وطرزت بالسرور وانتشر فيها العبير والنور وجهز فيها من الخدم ما يشبه اللؤلؤ المنثور ولك فيها أهل هم من يعرف بالحور. أما إن سألت كيف السبيل إليها فدعني أقسم لك ذلك قسمين قسما يسيرا فيما بقي من زمن هذه الخطبة وقسم أتركه لك يطول ويقصر ما مد الله في عمرك وبسط من أجلك. يقول من لا ينطق عن الهوى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجنة غرفا يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها. فقال أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه لمن هي يا رسول الله؟ قال لمن ألان الكلام. اسمع المواصفات لملاك تلك الغرف والدور. لمن ألان الكلام وأطعم الطعام وبات لله قائما وانتظر الناس نيام، فاللهم اجعلنا منهم وارزقنا ما رزقتهم، وارفع الى سمائك لا تجعل في الدنيا قلوبنا، واغفر لنا ولابائنا وامهاتنا. عباد الله، قد قلت ما قلت، فان من صواب فمن الله، وان من خطا فمن نفس المقصره ومن الشيطان، والله ورسوله منه بريئان. واستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله واهب النعم مزيل النقم المنعم المتفضل على من شاء بمن شاء، منه كل شيء وإليه يعود كل أحد. إله حق واحد أحد فرد صمد، لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له في ألوهيته، ولا شريك له في ربوبيته، ولا شريك له في أسمائه وصفاته، ولا نظير له ولا ند، وليس له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله على حين فترة من الرسل وانطماس من السبل، فهدى من الضلالة وبصر من العمى. أرسله الله رحمة فجعله هو الرحمة المهدى والنعمة المسدى، ليدل إلى سبيل الله وليدعو إلى لا إله إلا الله. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاء ما علمنا طرق الخير الموصلة إلى الجنة، وأرشدنا إلى كيفية امتلاك بيت في الجنة، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ارعني سمعك يا من جهدت تبحث عن احسن القطع في الارض، وتشتري افضل البيوت، وتنظر في احسن المواصفات. اسمع يا رعاك الله، يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. اخرجه مسلم من حديث عثمان، وقال: ما من عبد مسلم يصلي لله كل يوم 12 ركعة تطوعا غير فريضة إلا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. رواه مسلم عن أم حبيبة، وقال: من دخل السوق فقال: لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير، كتبت له 1000 1000 حسنة، ومحي عنه 1000 1000 سيئة، ورفع له 1000 1000 درجة، وبني له بيتا في الجنة. حديث حسن، أخرجه أحمد والترمذي وابن ماجه والحاكم عن ابن عمر، وصححه الألباني. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سد فرجة، يعني في الصف، يعني في الصلاة، من سد فرجة رفعه الله درجة وبنى له بيتا في الجنة. وقال: إذا مات ولد لعبد، قال الله عز وجل لملائكته: قبضتم ولد عبدي؟ فيقولون: نعم. فيقول: قبضتم ثمرة فؤاده؟ فيقولون: نعم. فيقول: ماذا قال عبدي؟ فيقولون: حمدك واسترجع. فيقول: ابنوا لعبدي بيتا في الجنة وسموه بيت الحمد. اخرجه الترمذي عن ابي موسى الاشعري، وحسنه الالباني. واخيرا وليس باخر، اذ الاحاديث التي تبين عن كيفية امتلاك بيت في الجنة لكثيرة جدا، لكننا نختم بهذا الحديث العظيم السهل الذي يمكن من لا يمكنه فعل شيء مما تقدم أن يقول كما يقول المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث الذي أخرجه أحمد من حديث معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه، وصحح إسناده الألباني. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قرأ، واسمع يا أخي في الله، اسمع يا من ترغب في البيوت نحو كثر من بيوتك فيها. من قرأ قل هو الله أحد عشر أحد من قرأ قل هو الله أحد عشر مرات بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. أسمعت هذا؟ من قرأ قل هو الله أحد عشر مرات بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. فكم بالله عليكم بعد هذا وبعد ما سمعنا كم قد فرطنا من بيوت, كم قد فرطنا فيها من بيوت. والله إنا لأظن أن أقل الناس بيوتا في الجنة, وما ذلك لجهلنا ولا لعجزنا, وإنما لغفلتنا عن مثل هذه الأمور البسيطة. فعليكم يا معاشر المسلمين بطلب ما فيه سعدكم الحق, لا ما فيه السعد المزعوم. ولا ينخدع أحدكم بالدنيا انخداع الموهوم, واحرصوا على امتلاك بيوت الجنة فإنها أفضل وأجمل من بيوت الدنيا بلا ريب, وإنها أقل كلفة, وتحصيلها ليس ببعيد بل هو جد قريب. اللهم بارك لنا في أعمالنا وأموالنا وأولادنا وأهلينا, واجعل اللهم الإخلاص ومتابعة السنة سمة أعمالنا, وأكثر بالجنة دورنا, واشرح للطاعة صدورنا, وارزقنا اللهم حب لقياك وسرور رؤياك. عباد الله, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. واعلموا عباد الله أن الله تعالى إنما يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي, يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم, واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
بين المناكب والأقدام, لا تدعوا فرجات للشيطان.
تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هناك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أعلم منك السلام تبارك وحده الله. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى النبات Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله في the translation of this khutbah which is titled by How to Own a House in the Jannah, in the Paradise. We began as you hear the khutbah with khutbah al-Hajah as we do. And then I said, O friends of Allah, the time was found too long for people looking for a house that they can settle in, even if it is a small house. And even if it is made of mud. However, it is only a little number of people, those who knew the truth, the important truth, which was disappeared and not known by the majority of mankind. And that's why we find the people today on this world trying very hardly to own a house on this land, on the earth, in this life. But those whom Allah Ta'ala gave them souls that always look for the best, and Allah Ta'ala gave them a good sighting and vision, so they do not look for what is level to their eyes, but they always look to what is high. Those whom the ear, the whole ear, with whatsoever beauty is in, does not attract them. because they know that they are created from it. And one day they are going to be returned back to it. And at the end, they are all going to be resurrected back again from it. And that's why they seriously started preparing themselves for God's day, in which that they are to their original homes going to return back. Listen to what Allah Ta'ala says, describing the wish of a woman from the women of those houses, when she paid the price of that house that she is claiming or asking. What Allah alone, the creator of all creation, is the one who built it. So Allah Ta'ala built those houses, but not on this earth, however it is on another earth, another land. The breadth of these buildings or houses is one of gold and the other of silver. And the cement that holds them is what is called al-misk al-udfa. And this is one of the perfume, the best perfume ever found. And the stones of it are all pearls, and the soil is of za'faran. And the one who built all those homes and rooms is Al-Bari, the creator, the exalted Allah, the one who told us about the wish of that woman, one woman of the women of the Jannah, which called her Lord, when she was under the severe punishment of the oppressors, that cut the flesh of her and the sticks of the soldiers of the oppressors that broke the bones of her. At the middle of this punishment, she remembered one thing that she never forgets and she never missed. It is the neighborhood. Her wish wasn't the Jannah. Her wish wasn't the Jannah. Her wish was, where in the Jannah she is going to be. That's her worry. Not only the Jannah, but even the place in the Jannah. The level of the Jannah. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Tahrim, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah! Allah Ta'ala said, Allah has set this parable for the believers. The power of the wife of Fir'aun, when she said, Oh my Lord, build up a house for me by you in the paradise. By you, the neighborhood. And survive me from Fir'aun and protect me from Fir'aun and what he does, meaning of the shirk and the torchment that he bestows on her. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ and protect me from the people who are with us, and those are the mushrikeen, and also who oppress the believers because they do not obey them. Yes, O believers, ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah, build for me by you a house in the jannah. Yes, she was a woman. Verily she was a woman, but a blessed woman. Allah Ta'ala blessed her feelings, blessed her brain, blessed her tongue, blessed her heart, blessed her voice, blessed her wishes, blessed her sighting and vision. So she is not interested in all this attraction in this world. The big palaces, which is made of mud. And she never ever, she is never ever feeling any more happy with the neighborhood of the king, Fir'aun. But her voice now is high above in the heavens, not on the earth. She is not wearing anything of the earth anymore. She is only now wearing what is there. The good neighborhood, the neighborhood of Allah the Lord. Ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah, build for me by you a house in the jannah. The thing that she is willing is something big, and she is only asking for the constant pleasure, and the permanent settling in the jannah. But the question is, what was the price that she gave? What did she pay for it? It is patience. It is her patience on the trial that Allah Ta'ala put her in. Allah knew that Asiya bint Muzahim going to be one of the believers. So why Allah permitted it, meaning the destiny, to happen that Asiya be the wife of the most kafir man? It is to put her in the church and test her iman, examine her patience. She has shown the perfect example of patience and pleasure with the destiny, and patience with the different ways of punishment. She accepted to lose everything after she had everything. She accepted to be humiliated after she was part of the kinghood. She accepted hunger after she was, or she used to have, all kind of food. She accepted sadness after she was continuously happy in that palace. She could have earned both the pleasure of this life, as people see, and the pleasure of hereafter by hiding her iman. But she was afraid that the sweetness of this life will make her forget the sweetness of the hereafter, so she does not get ready for that. She was afraid that living in the palaces, accompanying the kuffar and the people of sin will make her forget getting ready for the day of departure of this life, leaving this life. Yes, it is the difficult life that Allah described in the Quran, saying, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِكَفَدْ. We have created man in difficulties, meaning created him and put him in difficulties, meaning put him in a difficult life. Yes, everyone in this life is in difficulty, but not every difficulty takes the same. Someone is facing difficulties in this world for this world, so he works hard and hard to earn more and more money, to own more and more buildings, to run more and more businesses. He has no worry, no wish for the hereafter. He is not looking for the land of permanent life. He is not preparing for the neighborhood. Yes, maybe he is a Muslim. Maybe he is praying. But he is not trying to get something more. But another one in this world is facing a lot of difficulties. Difficulties in living, in earning, very rough life, oppression from slaves. He is accepting all that for one only thing, for only one thing. That is a house in the Jannah. That is all that he wishes. He does not wish to own a village in the Jannah. He is just wishing to own a house in the Jannah, as that woman said. A house in the Jannah. He did not wish to own a village or a town in this world. He did not wish to be a king, a president, whatsoever. But he just wishes to be someone who owns a house in the Jannah. That is his almost. There is a big difference between these two examples, or two persons. All Muslims, you come to know how to earn, how to own a house in this world. Every one of us knows that well. How to own a house in this world, on this earth, every one of us knows well. By collecting more and more of this world, which you all know that it's going either to leave you or you're going to leave it. And collecting it is by very hard job. But the question is, do we know how to earn a house in the Jannah? Very little number of people are those who know where is the market of the Jannah. Because to own something, you have to know where is the market of it. So you go and buy it. Very little number of people today know the market of Jannah. And the price of it. And very little number of people know that the merchandise in this market cannot be changed or retained. Once you buy it, you own it. That's it. You cannot replace it. You cannot retain it. You will have to take it. You will have to take it. Today you go to market and you see a sign, hang on the door or in the middle of the shop, saying whatsoever is sold cannot be replaced, cannot be retained. And that's why when we go, we try to make sure that this is the thing we want before we leave the shop. Because we do not want to lose anything, any riyal. We lose many hasanat very easily. They know that this merchandise is guaranteed forever. Forever. Guaranteed forever. Anytime you see any defect, you send it back. And there is a challenge. There is a challenge. No defect can be found. This merchandise that you buy from the market of Jannah cannot have any defect. And does not need for any maintenance. No mistake can be found while constructing it, while building it, of adding more of the components, like cement, so it becomes so solid you cannot then maintain. Neither less materials can be used, so it can be weak and demolished and be destroyed. These are guaranteed merchandise and very well safe and protected houses in the Jannah. The area is huge. The area of these houses is huge. If you want to imagine it, just listen to one hadith. Each house will have, you are in the Jannah, in the paradise, in the garden. And gardens must have trees, and you know, one tree in the Jannah, the shade of it can only be cut, even not. In the hadith, it says, it cannot be caught in 100 years on a horse, very fast horse. That is the shade only. So how huge, how big it is. How huge area it is. And if you ask about the rooms, rooms are very big. One room is made of foreign. One foreign. If you want to know how big, if you are in one end of it, you only can see on the person on the other end as a dot. That is how the room is big. The front looking of it is something you cannot imagine of the beauty. It is very, very beautiful. You cannot even imagine how beautiful it is. There is no terrible neighborhood. No terrible neighborhood. No one parking or parking. No one throws his garbage in front of your house. Nothing of that. So do we know how to buy يحاسب في الجنة أو مسلم to know the characteristics of the Jannah or the houses of the Jannah or how long, how big, how high they are. Because nothing can be found there except what you like and more. It is because you used to please your Lord in this world. And here I'm giving you the plan of how to own a house in the Jannah. If you go by this plan, you will own a house, at least a house. But you can own many houses there. And these houses and these rooms in the Jannah are all full of pleasure. The pleasure is stored in there. And it is decorated with happiness. And the night smell and light is spread inside it. And the servants of the Jannah are like scattered diamonds and pearls. And there in the Jannah, the families who are known by Al-Hur Al-Eid. If you ask, so how I can reach it, then let me divide this thing to you into divisions. It's easy, simple. As the remaining time of the khutbah of today. And the other is something I'm going to leave for you as long or short life you are going to be given. Listen to whom he does not speak out of desire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he says in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and authenticated by Al-Bani, verily, he said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. Verily, in the Jannah, there are rooms. يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا وَبَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا. What is outside can be seen from the inside. And what is inside can be seen from the outside. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not ask, how ya Rasulullah, is it made of glass? This does not worry them. Look to what worries them. That's the first thing they ask. Who? What is the description of those people who can own these homes? That's what they think about. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِمَنْ أَلَانَ الْكَلَامِ. Who? It is for whom? Who speaks softly and nicely. وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ. And he feeds the food for the sake of Allah. وَبَاتَ لِلَّهِ قَائِمًا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And he stayed all night awake, standing, praying while people are sleeping. And by that hadith, we ended the khutbah and supplicated that Allah Ta'ala make us from them and give Allah's assistance of what of the life of what He gave them, and makes our worries high to the heavens, and does not make our hearts hung and looking to this world, and forgive us our parents. And by that we end up the first part of the khutbah. The second part we began by praising Allah, the one who bestows the blessings and grace upon whom He likes, and removes the harmfulness from whom He likes, the one who bestows His grace upon whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Everything has begun from Him, and to Him everyone is going to return back. He is one only true God. He is Fardun Samad, meaning does need for no one, and everyone is in need for Him. No one worthy of worship but He alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no any partners in His Godhood, nor in His Lordship, nor in His names and attributes. And there is no similarity to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've been witness that Muhammad is the one who sent Him in a time in which there was no any prophet alive, and all the ways were hidden. So Allah Ta'ala made Him the mercy given to the people of the earth, and the blessing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them, in order that He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides to the way of Allah and calls to La ilaha illallah. So may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions, as He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the ways that lead us to the Jannah. And He showed us how to own a house in the Jannah, as He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, on the authority of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He who built a masjid, a mosque for the sake of Allah, Allah will build up a house for him in the Jannah. And as in the other hadith reported by Muslim, on the authority of Umm Habiba, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ, there will be no any Muslim slave, يُصَلِّ لِلَّهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ بِنْتَيْ عَشْرَةَ رَكْعَةً تَطَوُّعًا غَيْرَ فَرِيضَةً. Praise for the sake of Allah 12 rak'ah, optional, other than the obligatory prayers in a day, إِلَّا قَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, except that Allah Ta'ala will build up a house for him in the Jannah. And He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakim al-Mustadrak, on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, are authenticated by Albani as a Sahih al-Jami', He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ دَخَلَ السُّوقَ فَقَالَ, whomsoever enters the market and says, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير, كتبت له ألف ألف حسنة. Who says this? $1,000,000 حسنة would be written for him immediately at that moment. $1,000,000. $1,000,000 حسنة. ألف ألف means 1,000,000, meaning 1,000 multiplied by 1,000. So 1,000,000 حسنة just from those who are worthy. would be given to him.
And سيئة, 1 million sin would be erased immediately. 1 million
sin would be erased from his records immediately.
ورفع له ألف ألف درجة.
And he would be elevated for 1 million level of rank or steps in the Jannah.
وبني له بيت بيت في الجنة.
وبنى له بيت في الجنة.
And he, Allah Ta'ala, will build up a house for him in the Jannah.
What a great reward is that.
Is there any company, is there any bank gives like this?
1 million hasanat, 1 million steps, 1 million sin be forgiven, and a house in the Jannah.
No one gives like that. It's only Allah, the Great,
Subhanahu.
And he saw a salam said as in the hadith reported by Al-Mundhiri al-Targhib on the authority of Aisha and authenticated by Al-Bari.
And here is a correction. Tirmidhi is not a reference for a hadith. Because he collects from the books of hadith.
But I could not find where is the hadith originally. Except that Sheikh Al-Bari said it is sahih al-ghayri.
I will inshallah check that to see where it is found inshallah.
But the hadith is sahih. It said, من سد فرجة رفعه الله درجة وبنى.
من سد فرجة, what is that?
Furja is the space between you and your neighbor in the row of bread.
This small space you leave, if you close it, immediately
you will be given one step higher in the Jannah and immediately be given a house.
So every time you close the gap between you and your neighbor, immediately you will be given that reward.
And he saw a sallam said as in the hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi and authenticated on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and authenticated by Al-Bani as in the Sirah al-Sahiha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ وَلَدٌ لِعَبْدٍ,
if there is a child of a slave of Allah dies, Allah Ta'ala then says to the angels, قَبَطْتُمْ وَلَدْ عَبْدِي,
you have taken the child of my slave,
they would say yes.
Of course he subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because he's the one who commanded them.
And then he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَبَطْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُؤَادِهِ,
you have taken the fruit of his heart,
they would say yes.
Then Allah Ta'ala says, ماذا قال عبدي?
What did my slave say when you did so?
فيقولون, the angels would say, حمدك واسترجع.
حمدك واسترجع. He said, الحمد لله, إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Then Allah Ta'ala would say to the angels, ابنوا لعبدي بيتا في الجنة.
Build up a house now for my slave in the Jannah.
وسموه بيت الحمد, and give it a name.
Put a label on the door, say بيت الحمد,
the house of حمد, of praising.
And lastly, but not the last, of course, of this hadith, which shows how one can own a house in the Jannah, because this hadith are so many.
So many hadith show us how to own a house in the Jannah.
But we end up with this great hadith, an easy hadith.
It is very easy thing to do, so you own.
If all of us is bad, difficult,
if you cannot build up a masjid because you are poor,
if you cannot pray 12 rak'ah constantly, optional. If you keep forgetting to say the du'a when you enter the market, if you cannot close the gas because people may argue, if you do not have any child that Allah Ta'ala taken away from you, then at least you can do this. Very simple thing coming. And you, every time you do it, you would be given a house in the Jannah. Look, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Anas, and this hadith is authenticated by Al-Albani in the Sunan al-Sahiha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qara'a qul huwa Allahu ahad, very small surah, even the children know. Man qara'a, now even your child can, can your child own a house today? No. But in the Jannah, every child can own a house now. Very simple. Just teach your children that. مَنْ قَرَى قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْدٍ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So if you recite قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْدٍ 10 times, immediately a house will be built for you in the Jannah. 20 times, 2 houses. 30 times, 3 houses. 100 times, 10 houses. Imagine if we just keep reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas. One would say, oh, maybe I will own the whole Jannah. No. No. In other hadith, in other narration of this hadith, Umar ibn Khattab said, Ya Rasulullah, then we will do more. He said, Allah Ta'ala has more than all what you can do. Allah Ta'ala has more than all. So, why don't we keep on doing these small things? Very simple things. Very simple things. So, from now on, every one of us should own a house at least a day. At least one house a day. At least. And minimum one house. If you forget this, if you cannot to do this, if you do not this, at least recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times. At least. And then you will have a house in the Jannah. For this is the glad tidings for all those poor people who cannot have a house today. Those poor people whom the owner of the house come and knock the door at the end of the month. And they are worried. And they do not know what to do. They do not sleep at that night. What did the owner come and knock the door? For you all, it is simple now. Allah, the Most Kind, is giving you this. Just recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. 10 times, you will own a house, no one knock your door. No one. Even the Department of Municipality would not come and say, you have a violation, or they cannot even say that. No municipality there. It is the perfect house in the perfect place. Today, you cannot rent a house, you cannot rent an apartment by the sea. It's too expensive. Although you wish to sit in the balcony and see the sea by the sunset. If you're going to rent a room at one of the hotels by the sea, you may pay a rent of one house for one whole month. So you will not do it. But Allah Ta'ala is giving you this easy, easily. Just recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times a day. You will own a house. Believe me, one day you will talk to those millionaires in this world. Who is more rich than me? All those houses sold in the West and people were kicked out of those houses. You look at them and laugh. I own, you cannot own. I own, but you cannot own.
And in this place, so at least we do that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us in this life world and make us from those who be in the highest step and rank of the Jannah along with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our friends, our families. Wallahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.